Now, it's really good to be along with you today to your special day. I'd like to thank the Reverend Abernethy. I nearly forgot his name there. Oh dear, we're off to a good start today. I'd like to thank the Reverend Abernethy and your Sunday school teachers and all for giving me this invitation to come along to share with you in your special day. And you know, boys and girls, do you know what? I'm going to be really honest with you. I think I could sit down now because you have shared God's word today. And you have shared it in such an amazing way. So you have, and that really well done to everybody who took part today. But there's one person I want to pick out in particular, that word of testimony on how you can trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior as a little child. Adults in our congregation today, did that not touch your hearts? Maybe you're not saved here today. Dear unsaved, I want you to think about that message. That how Rebecca was her name, is that right? Rachel trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ as her Savior at the age of 4. Isn't that amazing? Amazing. Thank you very much, Rachel, for sharing God's precious word. Now, I want you to sit and listen. I'm not going to keep you too long, but I want to ask you a few questions at the start. I want you to put your hand up, okay? So, everybody can take part in this if you want, okay? Maybe you'll not want to take this whenever I asked you the question, but we'll see what the adults do. We'll watch them two children, okay? So, put your hand up if you've ever been stoned by an angry crowd. Oh, here's somebody who's very honest. Oh, very honest, yes. Well, there's not too many, boys and girls. There's not too many. Has ever been stoned by an angry crowd? Maybe some of the adults, maybe. Maybe that was a bad question to ask here in Portadown. We'll not go into the details. Put your hand up if you have ever been in a shipwreck. A shipwreck? Oh, man. Dear, help us. And this is another question. Maybe I should have thought about this better. Put your hand up if you've ever been put in prison. Huh? Oh, dear. All right, well, you know, boys and girls, you know, many, many, many years ago, way back in Bible times, these were some of the things that happened to the people who trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. These were some of the things that happened to the missionaries who went to tell people about the Lord Jesus. And today we're going to hear about two of these men who, yes, they had been stoned with angry crowds, by people who did not want to hear about the Lord Jesus. And yes, they were in a shipwreck as well. And many times they were put in prison because they believed in the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. The name of these two men, one of them was called Paul, and the other one was called Silas. Paul and Silas. And God took them to many, many different places. Many, many dangerous places. So they did. But God brought them to a place called Philippi. And Philippi, boys and girls, yes, it was a very important place. Philippi would have been a really wealthy place. And there was lots and lots of business people in Philippi. And lots of trade was done in the place called Philippi. So there were Paul and Silas. They had came to this place. And they wanted to tell the people about the Lord Jesus. But you know, boys and girls, whenever Paul and Silas came to this place, the Bible tells us that for a number of days, they were there. And they walked around that place. And you know, boys and girls, they discovered something about Philippi. Philippi was not a place where many people had heard about the Lord Jesus, so it wasn't. Many of the people in Philippi, do you know what they had done, boys and girls? They worshipped false gods. They didn't believe in the one true and living God. And Paul and Silas, they were walking around to see if they could find somewhere to worship God, to talk to him in prayer, and to tell the people about the Lord Jesus. But you know, boys and girls, there wasn't very many places like that in Philippi at all. And one day they were out and they were walking and they came along the river. So they did. And whenever they came along the river, they discovered some women had gathered. And you know what they were doing? They were praying. They were praying to God. And Paul and Silas, they joined them, so they did. And Paul and Silas, they started to talk to these women and to tell them about the Lord Jesus. What were they telling them? Well, you know what one of the things they told them? One of the things they would have told them was about how the Lord Jesus left heaven and came into this world and how he died on the cross for them to take the punishment of their sin. And these women, they were amazed because they had never heard this story before. Yes, they were praying to God, but they had never heard about the Lord Jesus. And you know, boys and girls, there's many people in our world today. Maybe there's people in here today. Maybe you. Yes, you believe that there's a God in heaven. Maybe you come to church and you do all these things. But I want to ask you a question today. Have you ever believed in the Lord Jesus? Have you ever trusted in him as your Savior? You see, boys and girls, you were teaching today about the most wonderful news ever. Well, you know the most wonderful story ever is to trust in Jesus and what the Lord Jesus done by coming into this world and dying on the cross. And that's what Paul and Silas, they started to tell these women about the Lord Jesus. And something started to happen. You see, boys and girls, there was a lady there. Her name was Lydia, and she was quite an important lady. She sold purple cloth, and that was a really expensive thing back then. It was the dye and all they used in the cloth, and that was really expensive thing. And there she was listening to Paul and Silas. And you know, boys and girls, the Bible tells us that while they were there, that God opened her heart, and she believed and the Lord Jesus Christ as her Savior. You know, boys and girls, I wonder today, will you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? Here was a woman, and yes, she had everything she needed, but she hadn't the Lord Jesus. Maybe that is you today. Maybe you think, well, you know what? I have everything I need. I have all the nice clothes that I have, girls. And boys, you have all the nice toys that you have, or phones or tablets. But what about the Lord Jesus? He is the thing that you need the most. And today, boys and girls, and mums and dads and grannies and grandas, don't you think I'm just talking to the boys and girls today? I'm talking to you as well. Maybe you have everything you need, but have you the Lord Jesus? You see, Lydia realized that she needed to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as her Savior. And there, that day, as Paul and Silas shared the good news about Jesus, she trusted in the Lord Jesus as her Savior. You see, her life was changed because after that happened, Lydia, she said to Paul and Silas, listen, if you believe that I have trusted in the Lord Jesus, come to my house and I will show you lots of kindness. And there, Lydia took Paul and Silas to her home and treated them really well. You see, boys and girls, Christians, they should be the kindest people on earth. Sometimes we can be so hard, can't we? And so cross and grumpy. You ever be like that? Well, we should be the kindest people on earth, just like Lydia was. Paul and Silas, they were so happy at what God had done. They wanted to go and to tell lots and lots of other people about the Lord Jesus. So out they went into the city. And as they were going, this girl came behind. And this girl, she didn't believe in the Lord Jesus. In fact, boys and girls, the Bible tells us that she was a fortune teller. She tried to tell people the future about their lives. And she worked for some men who did not treat her very well. Some very, very wicked men. She worked for them. And as Paul and Silas was going out, this young girl came behind Paul and Silas and started to shout at them, these men, they're servants of the Most High God and are telling you how to be saved, telling you the way of salvation. And maybe you're sitting there thinking, well, do you know what? There's nothing wrong with it. That is what they were doing. And you boys and girls, they were doing that. But this young girl, she was not saying it in a nice way. She was saying it in a very mean way. She was mocking Paul and Silas, but most importantly, boys and girls, she was mocking the Lord Jesus. So she was. And the Bible tells us that As Paul and Silas went for days and days, this young girl followed them and was shouting at them and was making fun of them and mocking them. And Paul, one day, I think it must have been that Paul got really tired of listening to her. So he did. And he turned to the young girl, and the Bible tells us in Acts chapter 16, verse 18, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her. You see, boys and girls, that young girl was full of sin. So she was. And she was living her way and wanted to do things her way in life. And Paul, he was saying that the Lord Jesus was the only one that could change that young girl's life. And you know what the Bible tells us, boys and girls? That young girl, she realized that she needed the Lord Jesus, and that in a moment of time, her life was changed. And it was changed in such a way, boys and girls, that those men who she worked for, they knew that they were no longer going to make any money from her. You see, boys and girls, her life was full of sin. Mums and dads, her life was full of sin. But you know what I'm going to tell you today? The Bible tells us in the book of Romans chapter 3, verse 10, there is none righteous. There is none of us has the right to be in heaven. There is none of us good enough to get to heaven by the things we do ourselves. You see, there is only one way to heaven, and that is through the Lord Jesus. See, the Bible tells us over in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. You see, boys and girls, if you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, your life will be changed. You will no longer want to do the things that you always done. Those things that we call sin, disobeying God, going God's way, you'll no longer want to do that. You'll want to live for the Lord. Your life will be changed. Doesn't mean it'll be changed outwardly. Whenever I trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, I didn't get more hair or anything like that. So I didn't. No, I was just the same. But I was changed inside, boys and girls. Because now I had the Lord Jesus as my Savior. I want to ask you a question. Have you the Lord Jesus as your Savior? Have you been made a new person in Christ Jesus? Have you ever prayed and asked Him to forgive you for your sin? Just like this young girl, she was now different. Now she was living for the Lord. And those men, remember those men I was telling you about? And they weren't happy at all. They were really, really cross. And the Bible tells us that whenever they saw what had happened, that they took Paul and Silas and they handcuffed them and they took them to... It was a place where all the important people were, the judges of the land. It was a place where they made rules and all. So it was. And they took them there. And they came before the judges and they said something that wasn't true, boys and girls. They said that these men, see these two boys, Paul and Silas, they are causing riots on our streets. They were lying about Paul and Silas, so they were. But you know what? These old judges, they believed these men. And they ordered that Paul and Silas be stripped of their clothes and be beaten and be put into jail. And boys and girls, that's exactly what happened to these people, these men who were living for the Lord Jesus. They took them and they brought them to the old jailer, and they took them, the old jailer took them and put them away deep inside the prison because they did not want them to escape. So they didn't. Right in the very middle of the prison they put them, and the jailer, he put cuffs around their legs and in their hands and tied them to the wall so that they could not get away. You know, boys and girls, I was thinking about this. If that had been me, I'd have been crying. I'd have been all sad. Why is this happening? Why is this awful thing happening to me? I only wanted to tell the people about the Lord Jesus. But you know what I'm going to tell you? The Bible tells us that that's not what Paul and Silas were doing. Do you know what Paul and Silas started to do? They started to sing praise to God. And all the other jailers, or all the other prisoners, could hear them singing praise and worshiping God right there in the middle of the prison. You see, boys and girls, Sometimes when you trust in the Lord Jesus, and for those of us who are Christians, sometimes it's not easy. Sometimes it can be very hard. And sometimes maybe other people will do things on us, and they'll make fun of us, and they'll mock us, and they'll laugh at us. But the lesson here in God's Word teaches us that we should always praise God for the things that He is doing and for the opportunities that He has given, even when people are persecuting us, even when people are doing us harm. We should always trust God and rely on Him and give Him all the praise and all the glory. Paul and Silas, they were there. They were in this awful jail. Then something out of a sudden really quick started to happen. The wall started to shake and the doors of the jail flew open and the cuffs fell off their arm. You see, boys and girls, God had sent an earthquake. And here the prison was shaking. The old jailer, he was sitting outside the wall, outside the prison, so he was. And he had fell asleep. So he had, and there he was sleeping. And then he wakened. And whenever he wakened, he seen all the doors open. And he thought to himself, oh no, all the prisoners will be gone. Whenever the other men hear what has happened, he would have been in big trouble. And the Bible tells us, boys and girls, that he took his sword and he was about to kill himself when there was a shout came from inside the prison, sir, do yourself no harm. We are all still here. You know, boys and girls, the Bible doesn't tell us, but that day, that old jailer, he must have thought to himself, what kept them men here? They could have escaped. But you see, Paul and Silas, they were honest men. So they were. And they were men that wanted to live for the Lord Jesus. The old jailer, he got up, so he did, and he run into Paul and Silas. And the Bible tells us he brought them out, and he fell before them, and he cried to them, sir, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to be saved? And the Bible tells us in Acts chapter 16, verse 31, it says this, that Paul said to them, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. I'm sure Paul and Silas went on to explain about the Lord Jesus and how he died on the cross and took the punishment of their sin and how he rose again from the dead and he's in heaven one day and one day he's coming back again to take all those who believe in him back to heaven. You know, boys, I asked you, do you think the old jailer just stood there and went, oh, very good, very good. Do you believe he just done that? Well, you know what? He didn't do that. That day, the Bible tells us that he believed in the Lord Jesus, that he trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior. You see, there's so many people today in the world, and yes, they know about God. They know about the Lord Jesus. They know about him dying on the cross so that he could take them to heaven one day. But they never believe in him. They come to church. They say prayers. They read their Bible. They do lots and lots of things that are good. But they never believe in Jesus. They never ask for the forgiveness of their sin. Not like that jailer done that day. He trusted in the Lord Jesus. I want to ask you a question. Will you trust in him today? You see, boys and girls, the Lord Jesus, he wants you in heaven. That's why he sent the Lord. That's why the Lord Jesus came to this earth. Because he wanted you in heaven. He wanted to make a way for you. But boys and girls, you have a responsibility to ask him to forgive you and ask him to be your Savior. I want to ask you, will you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? You see, boys and girls, when the Lord Jesus saves you, he changes you and he gives you the promise of a home in heaven to be with him for all of eternity. God can make you a new person today by simply you trusting in him. Will you become a new person like Lydia? Will you believe in the Lord Jesus and see and become kind like the Lord Jesus wants every Christian to be? Will you turn from the wrong, from your sin, like the fortune teller girl who was doing wrong, who was leading a sinful life? What about the old jailer? He cried, What must I do to be saved? That day that old jailer was saved. His life was changed. But what about you, boys and girls? Mums and dads, what about you? You know, it's so easy today to be sitting here and say, oh, this is all for the children. And so this is a most wonderful day, a most special day for all the boys and girls. But I want to ask you a question, mums and dads. How are you getting to heaven? Have you came by the way of the cross? Because what I tell you, the way of the cross leads home to heaven. See, it's good to come to church, and I encourage you to come. It's good to do all these things. But unless you have the Lord Jesus, you've no hope. You're lost. You'll go out into a lost eternity someday. You'll never be in heaven. You'll face God's judgment. You'll face God's wrath. Dear unsafe friend today, what are you going to do with Jesus? Will you be like this old jailer? Will you believe in the Lord Jesus? Maybe you want to talk to someone. We can't save you. Absolutely not. But I could take you to God's word. We could show you how you can have the promise of eternal life. Boys and girls, the same for you. We can't save you, but we could take you to God's word. Don't be ashamed or don't be afraid to come and talk to us. Our prayer is that you will believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. I encourage you all to come out tonight again. I'm going to share a little story tonight. So I am that every single one in this room will know about. That every single one in this room will have heard part of what we're going to share tonight. It's a very exciting wee story. And I would love to see you coming along to hear God's word brought into it and how God moved and saved. Thank you very much. You sat so well and really well done for today.